for Conversations with the Mayors. Support for Conversations with the Mayors comes from the members of the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, inviting you to join our local business leaders, community members to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Visit www.carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership. Good afternoon, I'm Mel Karras, filling in for Brighton McConnell. And today, as we are every Tuesday, we are joined by Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, happy Tuesday. How's it going?
Happy Tuesday, Elle. It's going pretty well, thank you.
Of course, of course. And, you know, first of all, it is great to talk with you, as I always enjoy talking with the mayors whenever our news director, Brighton McConnell, is taking a much-needed vacation. But kind of hopping straight into it, we know the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners met last night and had a few interesting discussion points on the agenda, kind of starting it off, one of which was a conversation with Duke Energy about hanging town banners on their electrical poles. Can you tell us a little more about how that conversation went?
Sure. Well, we really appreciated some of the folks from Duke Energy taking the time. Really, it was Indira Everett, who is our community outreach person, and we have a great relationship with her. And she came and just gave us a brief presentation to update us on Duke Energy's updated banner policy for their licensees, us being one of them. And so that just helped us understand the parameters around hanging banners. Because I want to distinguish banners, which are, if you come into Hillsborough, we have some burgundy Welcome to Hillsborough banners that are hung up from poles in different parts of town, which are different from free-flowing flags on poles, which we are not allowed to have because they're a safety hazard. So we're just trying to get clear on the banners, and so it was great to have that information from them. And in the future, you know, any complaints about content of the banners would be redirected back to the town, which is great, so that we can have some latitude on that. And then the town board and staff launched into a bigger discussion about, you know, other possibilities for displaying flags throughout town on town-owned property. That's also a little bit easier for our staff, because it's kind of a pain anyway to go up and down on the bucket trucks. You know, we have a small public work staff, and not a lot of, you know, they've got a lot on their plate. And so it would be easier if we can come up with a plan moving forward where we have, you know, their flags that can be, you know, run up, you know, with the pulley from the ground instead of using the bucket truck. So this is small town in the weed stuff, but something we're going to figure out how to do.
Yeah. And we know, for some context, you know, this conversation started because of, well, the town of Hillsborough didn't know that they weren't allowed to actually free fly these flags on these electrical poles from Duke Energy, because, you know, you've been flying everything from American flags into, more recently, this past summer, Pride flags for the first times. And that's when this issue was initially, not to be punny, but it was initially flagged then, right?
That's right. And, you know, it really is unfortunate that this all started from a complaint that someone lodged about the Pride flags, which kind of overshadowed the really overwhelmingly positive response we had from the community to flying the Pride flags. because, you know, yes, like you said, we fly North Carolina flags and American flags for all kinds of occasions. But, you know, I understood, you know, in town government, we have things that are complaint driven as well, because we don't have the person power to go out and kind of check on everything all the time. And so some things just we don't hear about till someone complains about them. And that's a similar situation. But we're ready to move forward and find a way to celebrate Pride along with the other many holidays that we like to share with our community.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, and we know this discussion with Duke Energy definitely wasn't the only thing that the Board of Commissioners had on their agenda just last night. We do know that you received results from the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan. What were some of the findings from that survey?
That's right. So that community survey happened this spring and then partway into the summer. And last night we received some of, you know, the initial results. They haven't had the opportunity to take a deep dive. We're working with some consultants on this, but it was great to see some of the initial results. And I really want to give a shout out to our town staff, because when the survey first started, it really wasn't reaching out into the community the way we needed it to get a breadth of response. It was more representative of all the people and neighborhoods that make up Hillsborough. And staff really went out of their way to extend the survey period and really work hard with local community groups and just digging in to find ways to meet people where they are. And it really made a difference in being sure that we heard from a better sampling of our population. And, you know, I don't know that there were big surprises, you know, knowing our community the way that I do, but certainly a couple of highlights were folks are really concerned about the need for more affordable housing in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, speaking broadly, like just housing that people feel like meets their budgets, which is, you know, kind of a little bit different from distinct, you know, under kind of an official federal funding definition of affordable housing. But that's really feeling a lot of out of reach for a lot of people. And also really valuing our natural areas and trails was something that really scored highly about what people love about Hillsborough.
Definitely. And affordable housing, and as well as keeping and preserving a lot of rural lands, is definitely something that has been hot topics all around Orange County, especially in, say, the Chapel Hill, Carrboro areas. And I know that is no difference over there in Hillsborough.
That is absolutely true. And we're really hoping to dive into a deep conversation because we have to figure out how to do some things differently to be more sustainable and to, you know, lower our community carbon footprint and to make our community more accessible and affordable for more people.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And Jen, something that was brought to my attention today that I know we were able to touch base a little bit on earlier was some news actually out of the Orange County Board of Education, kind of talking about high school sports. We've been talking with, you know, local health departments as well as the state health department, and they've been providing recommendations about sports activities that they consider high risk. And we know last night the Board of Education chose to continue with these sports activities at high schools, including two high schools over there in Hillsborough. And I was wondering what your thoughts on the Board of Education's decision is, and I guess how you feel about, you know, people and residents playing sports safely in Hillsborough.
I just want to really offer my support to the Orange County Board of Education. They've got such a difficult job, and they're really trying to keep the schools open, keep the kids in the classrooms, keep folks safe. And I think they also really want kids to be able to participate in sports as safely as possible, because, you know, knowing how important that is to so many kids and their families. So thank you to them. And they're the real experts on this and how they're governing their charges. But I want to say that I really appreciate what their decisions, I understand last night, were to limit capacity to these sporting events so that folks aren't just crowded up together. We know outdoors is safer, but certainly anytime you have folks in crowded spaces, it's less safe. And to really enforce masking at all sports activities. And I'm really appreciative of that, and I think it'll make a big difference.
Yeah, it did sound like the Board of Education was reaching to kind of find that happy medium because, you know, of course, there were a lot of people, like you mentioned, who were saying that obviously sports are a really integral part of the community, high school sports for these children, but also working on, you know, appeasing certain guidelines put forth by different public health entities. Like you mentioned, there's going to be a 2 kind of people per player capacity in terms of people that can come watch, and then a lot of encouragement for players on and off the field as well as in the crowd to be heavily masked. So we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that. And as we're looking to wrap up our conversation today with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, I was wondering if there were any other hot topics discussed at the board meeting on Monday or anything we're looking forward to in the coming days.
I think that about covers it for Hillsborough. Just looking forward to another beautiful weekend in town, and it'll be a great weekend to be out and about. I think there's a sidewalk sale happening in downtown Hillsboro on Sunday, so it'll be a great day to find your mask, walk around outside, and see all the goodness that we have to offer here in town.
Definitely. Well, Mayor Weaver, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. It was great chatting with you.